Perikyo Dalad. We saw last time Yeravam's Chataim. We saw Yeravam refuses to do tshuva. And Perikyo Dalad Pasuk Aleph begins with Ba'es Hahi Chala Avia ben Yeravam. Yeravam's son, whose name is Avia, has become sick. The Malbim here points out, I don't know if it's really connected to these words, but he writes, Ata now yisaper eich nigzar alav hagzar din al yidei Achya Shiloni atzma asher meshacha lemelech. We're going to see how Achya Shiloni, who had made him the king, is now going to inform him of his punishment. And also we're going to see in this maysa, eich kvar huchal ha'onash lava b'yama b'mos b'no asher haya nechbad mikol beis aviv. That the punishment of Yeravam begins now with the sickness of his child. Pasuk Beis. Vayomer Yeravam l'ishto. So his child is sick, so he says to his wife, Kumi, na v'hishtanis, please get up, hishtanis, put on a costume, dress yourself, or change yourself so that nobody recognizes you. V'lo yeidu ki'at eishes Yeravam, disguise yourself so that nobody knows who you are. V'halach shilo, hinei sham achya hanavi, Hudiber elai lamelech al ha'amaza. So Achya made me into the king. I'd like you to go speak to him, and I'd like you to make yourself disguised. Pasukimel v'lakachta biyadecha sar lechem. You should bring some bread to give him. V'nikudim. Rashi says that nikudim are klayos, some type of nuts. The Radak says that they're kisnin. Does it refer to cakes, or am I just thinking of Pasababa Baba Kisnin and it refers? Okay. So it's referring to some type of Pasababa Baba Kisnin. Ubakbuk Dvash, some honey, Ubase love and come to the Navi. Hu Yagilach Mayelanar, and he will tell you what is going to be with the Nar. By the way, you see that it's always a minute to give the Navi food or to give him money or something. We see that by Shmuel as well. When Shaul is becoming the king, so they give him something. Sarfati told me yesterday, I was asking about this, and he said that there's an inyan that the mashpia, the one who gives a bracha, or maybe a nevuah as well, all he just needs is something to have a shaychas. In other words, he needs something kedei lachul for whatever to be chal on you, so he needs something of yours in order for that to be chal on you. So even if you give him a pruta, so that's enough. Some people give more than pruta, but that's how he was explaining this inyan.
The Radak says that.
Yeah?
No way.
Here?
Kiki hayim minhagam shayu bayim l'shol me'anavi hayim avim lo mincha.
Why? So I just explained why.
Why.
I'm just telling you, yes, that is clearly true. You see that already by Shmuel. But anyway, that was his explanation of this minhag. Pasuk Dalet. Did I finish? Uvasi love to him. Hu yagil loch ma yel anar. He's going to tell you what's going to happen to the nar. Vatas kineshes yiravam vatakam vatelach shilov vatavo beis achya vachiyahu lo yachol liros ki kamu einav misevo. So she comes to Achya. Now he's referred to as Achyahu. Achyahu cannot see because he has grown old. Question number one: why does Eishes Yiravam have to dress up? What's the purpose of her dressing up?
Especially if he's blind.
Well, you're assuming that it's for him. Okay, so let's back up. Number one, the Malbim says that she should dress up for the nation, says the Malbim. Mitzad ha'am. Ki chashash shiyomru shehu ma'amin b'nivyei Hashem lo b'nivyei ha'galim. So why should she dress up? Because no one should think that you or that me, Yeravam, I'm stooping to go to an actual real Navi. I wouldn't want anyone to think that. He is. And he's moded that the Nevi'im are true, right? But Yeravam is on such a low level, okay, that he can't admit, even though he really believes in the real power of these Nevi'im, of the Nevi'i Hashem, and he believes in Hashem, he wouldn't want to admit that, so he doesn't want anybody to know that he's going against his own religion. So you see how much of a rush he is. He's makir the MS, he understands the truth, and he knows what's real, but because of his gaiva, because of his arrogance, he can't admit it. He doesn't want Bnei Israel to know that he's going to the Navi. Number two, says the Malbim, Mitzad HaNavi. Ki HaNavi kishayat sofe b'machazel ladas inyan prati, lohisig raka inyan ha'prati shiratz ladaito. So a Navi, when he's looking for the answers that he's looking for, so if he's looking for a private matter, then he'll look for a private matter. If he only thinks that he's dealing with a woman and he doesn't know who she is, so he's going to say, okay, he's looking for what's going to happen to this woman's son. If he knows he's talking to the wife of Yeravim, he's going to prepare himself to be makabel nevuah for everybody, for all of Klal Yisrael, because it relates to everybody. And then maybe he would get a bad nevuah, and he doesn't want to hear about it. So now the obvious question of the Malvim, I don't understand. So he wants him to dress up, she wants her to dress up, so she's going to go to the Navi, and he doesn't want to hear what's going to happen to the whole nation, he only wants to hear what's going to happen to just them. Because he's afraid that the nevuah is going to be so bad, he doesn't want to hear it. He knows it's real, and he knows that it's MS, and he knows that it might be really, really bad. So he'd rather, again, this is just an amazing thing that, again, shows an example of his riches, that sometimes it's easier for a person, I think this is true by a lot of people, It's easier than to admit that you're wrong and to do tshuva. So you'd rather not hear what was so bad. You'd rather not hear the punishment that you're going to get. Even if you know that it's true, but it's too hard to hear it, so therefore you'd rather keep sinning.
I think it could be true, like even on each dad, so let's say you're a firm person, you learn.
Yeah, what happens? So then someone starts talking to you about Gehenna, about Gehenna, and then you move on, and you go back there, because you can't think about it. It's too hard to think about the evil, and even though you know it's true, but you don't want to hear about it. And you move on. It's called cognitive dissonance.
People like say someone that needs to go to the doctor. They're like, I don't want to go to the doctor because, like, what if they call me, like,
okay,
she's sexually abused?
Yeah, so this is a very psychological phenomenon that we see all the time. It's easier to live with easier to live, but right. Sometimes it's harder to hear the truth. So, one other opinion, the Radak writes. This is also very interesting. The Radak writes, why does she dress up? He knew that Achi hated him. If Achi knows that it's my wife, lo yisnabeli kim ra, he's only going to say bad things about me. Very, very strange. So it's not the Radak's mistake. It's obviously his mistake in his understanding of Nevuah. He apparently thinks that Nevuah is not from Akash Baruch Hu. It depends on what the Navi decides. So the Navi can decide what the Nevuah is going to be, and then that will come true, and he didn't want that to happen.
By Chalom we have that, but obviously by Nevuah it's much more objective. I mean, it's not a crazy idea. By Stam Chalom, the Gemara says that the way the Poter explains it, that's the way it's going to be.
Uh-huh.
But I'm saying by Nevuah, which is objective evidence.
So I'm saying,
his mistake was more
He did not think that Nevuah had anything to do with Hashem, according to
Radak. Yeah, he thought it was just Peter on Chalom.
Is this the whole shtick of going to like a Navi to like have like something going to the Kabbalah to find out?
What?
The same, the same idea?
I can't say.
He knows, but he can't say.
No, I was recently discussing this because of a personal issue that came up, and some people I know who have gone to Mukubalim, and I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm still doing research on the topic. My assumption was that there's no Nevuah nowadays, so I don't understand. I'm not sure exactly where the Mukubalim thing fits in, if they're giving Nevuahs. I'm not sure. If anybody knows, please let me know. But I'm not an expert in these inyanim, obviously. The Radak let's continue. The Radak points out in Pasuk Dalet, just that we saw that Yeravam, that Achio has gone blind, so he just quotes the Medrash that says Kol Amid Talmid She'eno Hagun, somebody who ultimately has a Talmid who is not worthy, Ein of Chaos, this Revi, he goes blind because of his Talmud. Minalan, how do we know this? Me'achya shiloni v'yiram benevat talmido haya. So, I don't know where I got this from. It must be when I looked up the Medrash. The Medrash is in Bereishis Rabbah Samech Hei Samech Hei Vav. Maybe. It looks like a Vav here. I don't know what it says here. Samech Hei something. Maybe it's Yud. Samech Hei Yud. But I must have gotten this from the commentary there. that it's really Latova Satzadik, so that the Tzadik shouldn't have to see his Talmud until he goes blind. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's continue. Pasuk
Hey. Rashi quotes one.
Yeah, that is good. Rashi says,
okay.
Where is he going blind?
So maybe that's where I got it from. Right. Maybe it's in the measures there too. I don't remember. Pasuk Hey. Vashem Amar Lachiyahu. So Hashem tells Achiyahu, he whispers in his ear, Hine, Eishes Yeravim Baal Yidrosh Tavar Miimach. So Hashem warns the Navi already. He can't trick the Navi because Hashem tells him. Hashem tells him, by the way, Ishis Yerubim is going to come. She's going to be all dressed up. She's going to be dressed up. Pasuk Vav. So he hears footsteps outside the door. So he scares her and he says, Ishis Yerubim, come in. Why are you dressing up? I have bad news to tell you. Okay, so he scares her. Okay, she doesn't know. How does he know it's me? Ulechi imli yaravam koamar Hashem. Go tell your husband. This is what Hashem has said. Elokei Israel, Yana sher harim osicha mitocha am. Since I raised you from the nation, vaetencha nagid alami Israel. I made you in charge of the whole nation. Vaikras amam locha mi beis David. Vaetne loch. I took the kingdom away from David and gave it to you. David, you were not like David. You didn't follow me like David. And you were worse than everybody who preceded you. Who was evil which preceded him? Or who did something wrong which preceded him? Seemingly he's referring to Shlomo. Says the Malbim, says the Mitzvah David. To the stuff it says, Mikol Asher Ayu Lefanecha, Remez Bezel Shlomo L'Rechavim. You were worse than any of the sins of Shlomo and Rechavim. It says the Malbim, Batarla Asos Mikol Asher Ayu Lefanecha, Vatelech Va'atez Ta'aselecha Elohim Achirim. So it says the Malbim, Ta'aselecha Elohim Achirim. You made Elohim La'atzmecha. For yourself you made gods. Hulomicha B'nashav, sorry, Shlomo didn't do this for himself. He just didn't chastise his wives. You did it for yourself. You did it to anger me. You were much worse than Shlomo. Shlomo only did it because he just didn't want to protest against his wives. The Ralbag here as well writes another point about Shlomo. That Zela Os, this is a sign. So the fact that he says that you're much worse, so it proves that Shlomo wasn't really doing full fledged Avodah Zarah, he just wasn't Bimacha. I don't know why he couldn't have said that he did less, more Devorah Avodah Zarah than Shlomo, but that's the point. That's what the Ra'bag writes.
Can you say just Pashup Chan why she dressed up was just because of this? That you would have basically kind of like the Malam that you would have given a Pashup Nevuah about the kid and wouldn't have started ripping on her, like.
What difference does it make? They're going to find out what the story is.
Okay, but it's probably not pleasant. I can imagine you wouldn't want.
Yeah, but he's a Navi, so again, I don't understand. She's dressing up. She's going to find somebody who's going to know things that you don't normally know. So what's the point of dressing up?
No, we have.
He's going to know that she's dressed up. He knows everything. He's a Navi.
He's going to tell her about the kid and not about just start saying all these bad things.
I understand, but if you believe in Nevuah, then he knows who he's talking to.
Okay, that's a different question. That's a different question.
Maybe he hasn't.
No, because he's saying he doesn't want to hear about something that's no gala, a klal.
That's what's
going to be. If she dressed up, then she won't get an answer about the klal. But the question still goes, meaning, Lemaitre, you see from here, he has a kayach, as you see from the story, to see beyond any dressing up.
Okay, yeah.
But you're trying to dress up to see before, and exactly said. But
maybe
a bit.
Maybe I forget that even, just like the fact that, like, if you get anything else, just like he doesn't want to show his needs anyone for anything. Just like,
oh, that's the klapichot part. That's like the public perception part.
Yeah, it's anything. Just like forget Navi. Just like he doesn't want to show his needs to anybody. Period. So
all right, that's a connection. The public perception.
Okay. Yeah.
So he says that you were worse than everybody before you. Batas l'cha Elohim achirim. So let's go back to the beginning of the test. Vatar la'asos mikol asher ayu lefanecha. Vatelech vatas alecha alohim acharim. Maseichos. You made maseichos. Not masks. No, not masks. The Mitzvah Sion translates as Elohim maseicha, like they're from matechas. Avodos Zaros Hasuyim Bahasachas Hamasachas, by melting down the metal. So I guess he thinks it's a similar root as Masechos, even though it's spelled with a. So, okay, it's spelled differently. Umasechos Lachiseni Vosi Shlachtam Achare Gavecha. The Radak says, Osi Shlachtam Achare Gavecha, like you threw me behind your gav, behind your back, like somebody who throws something behind that doesn't even look. Lachain. And therefore, Hinni mi vira el beis yiravam. I'm going to bring evil upon the house of Yiravam. Vihrati li ravam mashtin bakir. I'm going to wipe out every mashtin bakir. What is one who is mashtin bakir? Similar translation is one who urinates on a wall. So I'm going to destroy everyone who is mashed in bakir. So what does that mean?
Yeah,
is mashed in bakir? Right. So the Ralbag and the Mesudas Tav, it's referring to a Zachar. Okay? Because that's what a Zachar does. The Targum Yonasan does not go with that.
What is that?
Targum Yonasan quoted here in the Targum, and it's also brought down in the Radak, that a mashed in bakir is Yada Meda. He knows knowledge. Amar, that mashed in is Kamo Meshis. Ratzal Amar, Meshis Eitza Bakiros Libo. Everybody who knows information in the kiros of his libo, mashtin bakir. So, in other words, meaning both males and females.
But also not including the tan, no?
Maybe. Okay, so he has a different interpretation. The Radak quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra, Yutasam Abayz, that mashtin bakir includes even a dog, which is darko lahashtin bakir. Okay? By the way, in Perikofel, you'll see Achav has very similar language by his punishment. So again, he's going to wipe out every mashtin bakir. Atzur v'azuv b'Yisrael. Big tumult in the Mepharshim as to what it means. Atzur v'azuv b'Yisrael. Let's go step by step. Rashi says Atzur is yesh lo machzik yad, and azuv is ein lo machzik yad. So he's going to wipe out people who, I guess, have canes and people who don't. People who hold... who can walk and people who can't. The Radak says, Atzur v'azuv, afilu... afilu mashiya atzuv v'atzur b'makom shelo yichares b'tchilas ha'puranos ha'ba'alav achrisena basov. So he doesn't have a difference so much between Atzur and v'azuv, he just says that the two of them, people who are even protected and left over in the beginning... so those people ultimately will be killed. In other words, I'm going to kill everybody. Mitzudas David says,
when we
Atzur.
Say everyone, we mean in his bias.
Yeah.
In his
anybody who has something to do with Yerubim. It's not 100% clear. Yeah, I guess his family. Mitzudas David says that Atzur refers to the Osher, which is Atzur in the house. And Azuv is the Mikneh, which is Azuv in the Sada. Okay, so Atzur means, you know, closed and guarded, and Azuv means left out. So he's going to destroy everything, whether it's in your house and everything, whether it's outside your house. Rabag says that Atzur is Masha Biyado, and Azuv is Masha Azov Biyad Acher. In other words, okay, they all have different interpretations, but basically everyone's saying that everything in your household is going to be destroyed. Uviarti achar ebeis yiravam kasher yivaer ha-galal es ad tumo. Just like the galal is mivayer until the end, so too will be your house. What is a galal? So the Radak writes, just like the shein, just like the tooth. Find the Radak. Yeah, galal ze hashein. Rav Salomer kamosha mevar hashein hamachal ad tumo. Just like the tooth grinds until the end, so too will happen to your house. Another interpretation he writes is that galal refers to tzoa, as is often translated, and the Ralbag writes that galal is referring to the wind. Just like the wind is migalel and blows and makes things roll away, so too will happen to your household. Let's continue with the punishments. Everybody's going to be destroyed.
Very vulgar punishment.
Yes. Hames li Yeravam ba'ir. It gets worse. Those who die for Yeravam, if they die in the city, yochlu aklovim, then the dogs will eat them. Hames pasada, and those who die in the fields, yochlu of hashemayim, then the birds will eat them. Ki Hashem diber, for Hashem has spoken. Va'at, and you, kumi l'chi l'beisech, go home. Bevar raglaya chayira, when you reach the city, umei sayalad, your child will die. Bisafdu lo kol Yisrael v'kavruoso. However, he will get a hesped, and he will be buried. Kizel levado yavol yorava melkever. Your son, Avia, alone is going to be the only one in the household who is going to be buried. Why? Yan nimsavo davar tov el Hashem Elohei Yisrael beves yoravam. Because he did a good thing. So he's going to die, but he's going to be buried. What was the good thing that he did? Says the Gemara, Moed Katan Chaf Chesam Beis. There are two days. Either he was mevatel the mishmaros. He was not only did Yoravam not allow people to go to Yerushalayim, but he set up guard stations to stab anybody who went. So one opinion says that he was mevatel his mishmar, and he went up himself. He went up to Yerushalayim instead of staying on watch. And the other opinion is that he was bitel pardiso shehoshiv rav maladrachim, that he, I guess those are kind of the same, no? I guess he got rid of other guards that were on the drachim. Either way, Avia seemingly protested his father's desire to stop the Aliyah L'Regel.
The Gemara of Lubasa, about the two above?
Yes.
Somebody else did it.
Well, that's he was mevatel permanently.
So later on.
Here it sounds like he was just, you know, going in.
Revolting.
You know, trying to stop some of it. There it meant, but it didn't end it completely. Avia did what he did, what he could have. Maybe not everything. Vehekim Hashem lo melech al Yisrael. And then Hashem is going to make a new king. Asher yachris is beis Yeravam. He's going to destroy the house of Yeravam. Zehayom umegamata. Zehayom umegamata, says Rashi. Hanoladim lo hayom. He's going to destroy not only those who are around today, but the ones who will ultimately be born as well from now also. Okay, so everyone in the house of Yerubim is going to be destroyed by this new king. Now, not only is Yerubim getting punished, but B'nai Yisrael as well. Hashem will hit Yisrael. Just as the reed will be hit with the water, and move. B'nasash Yisrael me'al ha'adamah tova, and B'nai Yisrael will have to leave the land. Hazos asher nasan la'vaseim, v'zera me'ever l'nar. Yan asher asu as asherehem machisim as Hashem, because they were involved in the Avodah Zarah, and therefore B'nai Yisrael will be punished as well. The Mesudas David writes that because of the softness of the reed, so it will be misnoded, it will move with a little bit of wind. The Ralbag writes about this reed. He can ba'avur chatos yirav masher chatov asher hechti yisrael yanash yisrael mechlalo. B'nai Yisrael will be punished as well. V'yeki umam al ad masam, their existence on the land will be chalash, just like the kiyum of a kane in water. That with a little bit of movement, it can ultimately be uprooted. And so with a little bit of movement, so too Klal Yisrael can be easily uprooted. The Radak seemingly says something from the Gemara and Tainus against the Rabag, because the Rabag seemingly saying that you're going to the point of the reed is that it ultimately gets uprooted. The Gemara and Tainus Daf Chaf Amud Aleph says Afilu B'Shas Kalkala Him Shilam Lakana. So even though when Akash Baruch is punishing him, he still says they're a reed, because only what happens to a reed, all that happens to a reed is that it sways back and forth, but it doesn't get uprooted. Okay, so Akash Baruch is saying, no, you're still going to hold root. You're going to get bumped around and knocked around, but you're never going to be uprooted, seemingly against what the Ralbach says, that the whole point is that ultimately they will be uprooted. Vizirim Evelanar, you will be exiled, says the Targum Yonasan. Mesud Sion says Yifazrim, you will be spread out to the other side of the Nahar. Yana Sher Asu as Asherim Machisim as Hashem. V'yitin es Yisrael, Yisrael will be placed. Biglach Hatos Yerav Masher Chata Asher Hechti Yisrael, because of what Yerav did and because of what he caused Klal Yisrael to do. What does it mean V'yitin Yisrael? Yitin Yisrael where? Or what? Mitzvah David says, referring to the punishment which was referring to above. And the Radak writes, V'yiten Yisrael leklala, they will be cursed. And it's a short pasuk that kind of just stops. It's a mikra katzar, but it means V'yiten Yisrael leklala. So again, we understand from this pasuk why Bnei Yisrael are being punished, because they participate in the Avodah Zarah. The Metzudas David writes, because they as well made these Eglei Zahav. The Malbim writes something interesting, though. The Malbim writes, Yan asher asu es ashrem v'yu mechisim es Hashem, Rotzalomer ki al chet ha'agolim lo yamani shosam. He wouldn't punish them for the chet of the agolim, ki heim ki mefutim o anusim. So they were forced. Mirava. Al Masho Sifulasos Hashero Shizel Loya Piravam Rakhem Atzma Masum Lahakis Al Korcha Yichas Aleim Gam Chet HaGalim. So the Malm writes that because of the Agalim, they wouldn't have been punished because they were forced, but because they did more on their own, so then they're going to be punished. So I don't understand. Why do we care that they were forced to do the Agalim? Avodah Zarah Zharag Val Yavor. So, at first I thought, okay, so even though it's Harav Gval Yavor, the Malbim is assuming that even if you go ahead and you do it, you're still considered honest. Oh, good. So then I was thinking, no, that maybe just simply, if you remember what the Malbim thought about the sin, the Malbim was the one who quoted the Abarbanel that it wasn't real Avodah Zarah, the Agalim. The Maisa, the Agalim, was just, you know, shtick to get everybody out of Yerushalayim and show that we have, just like they have two Amudim, we have two Agalim. Yeah. And so the way the Malbim presented it earlier was that it wasn't actual Avodah Zarah. So maybe it means that on the chet of the Agalim, which was still wrong what they were doing, but he wasn't punishing them. It doesn't sound that way, though. Because then he says, Kihem kibifusim wa anusim. Why didn't you just say, because it wasn't Avodah Zarah? No, so it sounds like the first way I said.
So okay.
Yeah, okay.
I think whatever it was, it okay. Was on, so
fine, right, okay, good. So that's the pshat that I thought of tonight as I was looking this over. Okay. Pasuk Yedzayin. V'atakam eishas yirabim v'atelach v'atavot yirtzasa. So she goes back. He ba b'saf habayis v'anar meis. And she gets to the doorstep of her house, and the child dies. I say the Mepharshim, but the Navi said, when was he going to die? When she got to the city. So why did he die when she got to the doorsteps? The Radak writes that he got sick when she came to the city, and he died when she came to the house. The Malbim writes, no, he died when she came to the city, but she found out.
I think the pasuk came, and Anar was dead.
She found out that he was dead. He didn't die just now, but he was dead. Okay. V'yikbiru osa v'yispidulos kol Yisrael kedvar Hashem asher viber biyad avdo achiyahu hanavi v'yasser divrei yiravim asher anilchem v'asher malach hinam ksuvim al sefer divrei yamim l'malchei Yisrael. See, we don't have every detail about Yerubim. We don't have every detail about every king. It seems that the point of Sefer Melachim is not to record everything that happened to every king, but the point is to record the mitzvos and the averos of the kings, and therefore things that we can learn from them, but not necessarily to be a history book. Vayam Asher Malach Yerubim Esrim Ushtaim Shana. He ruled for 22 years. Vayishkam Mavosav Vayimlach Nadav Bino Tachtav. Maybe we'll pause here because the hour is late. Anyway, I think the next parak also is just... The next parak in F, I think, is just rushing through different malachim with some stops along the way. And Mirtz Hashem will pick up next week.